Hey everybody, I'm with Jared Bell of USA Today. And Jared, I imagine in your years covering the league, you've seen a lot of joint practices. What are the biggest benefits for these teams?
Well, it's an opportunity to face somebody else, to play against somebody else, to get some work and kind of break the monotony of training camp. And it's really become a big trend in the NFL. Earlier this week, I was in San Diego for joint practices between the Cardinals and the Chargers. Then I come here to Denver. The 49ers are here with the Broncos. And you hear the coaches talk about really trying to maximize what they can do in training camp with the CBA rules as they are now. It's good quality work. The key thing that coaches – all around the league will tell you is that they just don't want it to get out of hand. And, we've had situations, not so much this year, but last summer I remember, there were a number of flare-ups. And so most of the coaches have really kind of, been hard and fast about that rule. And, in fact, it did happen in New England's camp this year where a couple of guys, one for the Bears and one for the Patriots, got tossed out. So you don't want that to happen. And seems like these guys were playing nice.
From a national perspective, what are the intriguing storylines for you entering the 2016 season? A lot of stuff with the defense, a lot of star power there still, and then the quarterback situation.
Yeah, it's so interesting when you think about how different this team will look, particularly on offense and particularly at quarterback after winning a Super Bowl. This doesn't happen every year. And then you think about the defense losing a couple key players in Malik Jackson and Danny Trevathan. And you wonder how they'll be able to deal with that. I think the defense will kind of make that happen because you kind of have players come in and out all the time. But those will be significant guys to replace. They are significant guys to replace. But obviously the storyline here is the quarterback situation. And like everybody, I'm really wondering if, Trevor Siemian has a chance to win this job against Mark Sanchez and how it plays out. I talked to Gary Kubiak, as I'm sure you've heard him say, and people locally have heard him say that, yes, this is a real competition. Well, if it's a real competition, it's getting close to the finish line. So we may have some more intrigue if Mark Sanchez doesn't win the job.
Just surveying the AFC, how do you see the Broncos fitting in when it's all said and done?
Obviously they're still a contender. When you've got the type of team that they have being built with such a dynamic defense, let's get back to the quarterback thing for a second. You just need to protect the football, move the ball, get some points, and not have those turnovers to put your defense in a bad position because your defense is going to keep you in so many games. That being said, I'm bullish on the Steelers, who almost won a playoff game here in Denver last January, being shorthanded without some of their key guys. So I think the Steelers are a team to look at as, really to be a threat. Obviously, New England is always a threat. But even within the division for the Broncos, the Chiefs are a solid team. They're going to, win a bunch of games and compete for a playoff spot. But the Oakland Raiders are the team that you look at and say, boy, are they really ready to take this leap? So that might be the team that, if I'm the Broncos, I'm really looking over my shoulder at just because they're a young, rising team.
Jared, appreciate the insight.
Okay.
All right. Take care.
Thanks.